It was through faith. We had an old country doctor that didn't know a thing in the world about medicine, like compared to what they know now. His name was Dr. and Dr. was a fine little looking old man, you know, and everybody loved him, and I did, I'm sure. And my childlike way of thinking, Dr. was treating me, and I knew nobody could die if Dr. was treating me. That's all there was to it. I knew I was okay, and I did. All that was a hard pull, but it took me about a year and a half to get over it, but I finally got to where I could walk without wobbling. And as I got to be a man, I got to be a pretty good one, but I've withstood the test. But in those days you had to work for a living. You don't work anymore. You had to work for your muscles. That was the only way to make a living. You take this fellow's on record and raises all these soybeans. He's got 2,500 acres of soybeans planted in different places around here. And he's got one machine would do work, more work than 200 men used to do. It plants 8 rows of soybeans in one lick. Just as fast as you can drive a tractor. You can drive it night and day. You can imagine how many men that... Years ago when I came up, one man was behind a single motorboat plow. And it would take him... No telling me no way to compute that. How much long it took him to plow an acre ground, and Zahnbrecht could plow an acre. And I reckon in 10 or 15 minutes. It takes them a week to plow an acre, maybe 2 weeks. Turning one furrow over the time with mules pulling. That's what the reason why my dad never could make a farm out of me, because I couldn't stand to work mules like that. I didn't like to fool with animals. But I loved machinery. I was natural born. I used to do all of them. We had a cotton gin. I used to run that car when I was around 13 years old. I had all the charge of all the machinery in that cotton gin and kept it running. But that was my life, was good, smooth running machinery. I just loved it like some of these old niggas like people loved their teams, you know. A good obedient pair of mules. I could see that point there too. I like mules to some extent, but I didn't like to fool with them. Because them old boys, we had some old farmers that moved down here from the Augusta Plantation with us. They knew how to train mules, how to get the best out of them, knew how to take care of them too. But right now, and I tell you, I lived most of my young life on a sugar plantation. After I got to be a man, I used to drive from here to New Orleans. I had a car, and cars come into being, automobiles. I had 10 people living in New Orleans. I used to drive down there on nothing but a muddy road. There wasn't even a gravel road from here to New Orleans, but we drove with Model T's on any of those roads. I used to go down there and see, pass, go down what you call the river road, follows the Mississippi River down south into the, almost the way it goes to the Gulf. And today I go down there and see all of those old, just big mansions built on those sugar plantations.